Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I love you.
Here in this hour, every person on the board, Samantha, Ragnarok, Barry, Mike, Nicholas, Lynn, Liza, Hector, and others. Let's go ahead and take a call here first from Nicholas in Chicago. Nicholas, welcome.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Brother, I am just in the thick of battle with the New World Order, exactly where I want to be.
Hey, you're in the right place. Man, I've been trying to call for months, and finally got through. So, okay, I won't waste any more of your time. Man, I just wanted to call and say that, you know, about, regarding all the food shortages and all that. And I always hear like things like, you know, like get out of the cities, get out into the country and all this. And I look at it and I go, you know, when I go to the major food chains, like if I go to like a Whole Foods or, you know, like a big store here, like a Walmart or something. Yeah, you definitely see it a lot more. It's very prevalent. You can see it. But when I go to like the local stores here, like I go up to Devon and do a lot of shopping at like a lot of the Indian grocery stores. Man, they're packed. There's no shortage there. And I feel like going out into the country, you're going to have a much more difficult time. You know, you're definitely going to be in a situation where you're up a creek and you're not going to be able to find the things that you're looking for because everyone's going to go to the local Walmart, you know? So I just want to put that in perspective. People think that moving out of the country, you're just going to get away from everything, you know?
I want to be clear with you. It's during any communist or authoritarian takeover, the first people they're able to totally enslave is in the city. It's what happens to the starving hordes of people. Obviously, there's not as many stores. Things aren't as plentiful. Just someone who's observing from a store in the countryside. When we talk about the country, we mean having chickens and a garden and canning stuff and then having storable foods as a backup and then having neighbors and people you know and community. But, yeah, just running out with your family in a trailer, you know, to 5 acres in the middle of nowhere without, you know, any type of infrastructure – you know, you might be better off in a major city if you're on a block with your neighbors, you know, your parents. You guys can watch each other's backs. You got some gardens in your backyard. You got some storable food. Absolutely. I mean, it's how somebody's going to get prepared. But this is a design collapse. And the more we submit, the more they're going to collapse things. That's what people don't get. Survival is very complex, and it does depend on where you live and what your skills are and what type of support you've got.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. I feel like it's a misnomer to think that you're any better off in the country. If you think that it's going to get crazy here in the cities, there's still going to be Roman bandits out in the countryside. Like, you know,
But here's the deal. The globalists are in control of the cities. They're going to be able to lock things down better, and they've got their very evil police forces that they're trying to put in charge of the major cities. That's what the get rid of the police thing is. They're for a police state. I'm not anti-cop. I'm anti-police state. Well, they're anti-cop because they want to control the police and have a police state. You understand? The globalists are bullying. Like Jesse Jackson used to go shake down big corporations for $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million, or he'd call them racist. Avenatti tried that and got indicted because that's the old hustler game. Low-level folks aren't allowed to do that anymore. Okay, Jesse Jackson's out of that game. The big corporations run the hustle now. You know, I was talking to Tim Pool about this. That's how they were able to take over Vice and, you know, take it from being open and free to being woke. Was they just, the corporations just used some media attacking them for saying they had sexual harassment and said, all the sexual harassment will go away. Just turn yourself over to Disney. I mean, so that's what these corporations get together like mafias and they come in and take you out. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I won't take up any more of your time, Alex. I just want to let you know, man, I know a ton of people here that love you, man, and here in the city, you know, we're just trying to hold it down the same way you are.
I understand, and I'm not criticizing. I live in Austin, in the middle of the city. I'm not judging you. I'm just talking about what I would personally do because I've got family and people and land, and I got family I trust and people that know how to defend themselves. And I just hope things don't collapse so bad that I'm like, all right, we're off the air. They may take us off the air. And I'm just like, all right, I retreat to the woods. And then the communists are going to run around killing everybody.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live now into hour number three, and we're taking your phone calls. Some stations don't carry that first little 5 minutes, but some do, so I do it. And we had a caller saying, sorry, I'm taking your time. You're not taking my time. I'm here to take your calls. I think your calls are very, very interesting and informative. You're not doing me a favor, saying that, hey, sorry I called in. I appreciate you calling in. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your perspectives. I love the angles that you raise and what you bring up. You know, I hear people on other talk radio kissing the ass of the talk show host. And the last caller wasn't doing that. But you have to grovel to these talk show hosts, a lot of them, and you've got to get to their call screener, and you've got to basically agree with them or have what they're looking for to get on air. That's been going on to a certain extent in talk radio forever. And I don't do that. I mean, I really want to hear from people as long as they have a clear phone and are ready to talk. I want to be a place for real open discussion. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. Mike in England, thank you for calling. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, and praise God. One thing, you talk a lot about X2, but you haven't really told the best truth about it. Do you know a guy named David Bronstein, Dr. David Bronstein?
I do.
Yeah, he built his clinic on using iodine and hydrogen peroxide. And when you did talk about using nebulizer and nebulized peroxide, it didn't really get across how effective it is. My wife and I were exceedingly sick, and we used X2, two drops of X2, and you have to really cut it down on the peroxide, recommend food grade peroxide, 12%, and cut it down like exceedingly light. And every time we use it, it just cleans the lungs, it cleans the sinuses, because that's where the majority of the infection is going to transfer into us, is through the sinuses and then down the throat and then into the lungs. And people just need to know. I think if you interview Dr. David Bronstein, it'd be pretty enlightening, because his clinic was basically built on that.
Well, I mean, I'm fully aware that most people are deficient in iodine, and most iodine is bound to another substance, so it's not really absorbable like it should be in the body. That's why we sell atomic iodine that is absolutely pure iodine. In fact, before it's put into the solution at a special facility, it has to be held in a DEA-approved locked locker, because it's a controlled substance by itself, because it's a pure element. You can do a lot of things with it that are illegal, but not once it's been mixed with the organic palm oil. And so, basically, I mean, even the UN admits over 2 billion people have mental disabilities because of lack of iodine during their development as children. And so they work to put bad halogens in the food and water, fluoride, chloride, bromide, bromine, all that. And then the good one is kept away from you. That's why, starting in the 20s, the federal government started putting a little bit of ionized iodine into the salt, and IQs went up between 10 and 20 points around the United States, especially in the Midwest, where they weren't getting any seafood. I don't sell stuff unless it has a huge effect. But people need to know, you can't go get the stuff at the store and drink it. It'll eat a hole in your stomach. It's toxic. It's not really, really iodine. We're talking about pharmaceutical-grade, true atomic iodine. And I don't know why everybody else is lazy or everybody else doesn't go out and make real iodine or get it. We did it. And that's what X2 is, and it's a real game changer. And, I've had a lot of medical doctors on. I've had a lot of folks talking about what they would do, how they would help themselves. There are studies out there showing, like you said, highly diluted hydrogen peroxide in distilled water through the nasal cavity. That alone cleans out the virus, where it needs a few days to get started and going, colonizing, growing crystals in your body. It's a nanotech they've released on us. Really a synthetic virus, according to the research. And so, we just talk about all this stuff here on air, and we probably should make a bigger deal about it. And really tell people, hey, this is real. This isn't a game. And, remember 6 months ago I told folks, hey, last year they were exaggerating COVID and basically hyping it up. It's a real virus they made in the lab, but it's very hard to get it. But if you do get it, it can kill you. But once it mutates, it's going to be a lot worse. And that's what the studies have shown. And it did happen because the vaccine caused it to mutate, bare minimum. And so I told people, hey, a lot of folks are getting sick. The hospitals are full. And some listeners got pissed. They're like, oh, Alex, you're jumping on the bandwagon that this is real. And I said, no, I'm telling you what I'm seeing. And then, of course, people aren't laughing now. They know I wasn't lying to them yet again. I make mistakes sometimes, but I'm certainly not trying to deceive people on purpose. That's not my mission. Last week I was on air, and I said they're imposing a new lockdown in Australia. It was Austria, but the name looked the same, and I had like five articles where Australia was saying, we're getting ready to do a new lockdown soon. Austria said, hey, we're doing it in 2 days, which they did. I mixed the two together. Once I read the articles, I'm like, how did I do that? That's a real mistake. And I also make mistakes sometimes. Things are my opinion. And later I can learn I was wrong. But I'm not trying to lie to people, and that's the big difference. Mike, anything else?
Yeah, one thing. I think because we have asymmetrical warfare against us, and they're using our good graces and our politeness against us in terms of basically murdering, genocide us. I think we need to see, and I think there must be enough data and information out there to start doing some Nuremberg II hangings. And I think once you start doing one or two of those, that the people that are kind of like, well, they told me to do it, they're going to realize that they are culpable for violating international law, national law, and numerous local laws. Once they see that, hey, this is for real, and their life is on the line, I think that would be a major turning point.
I really appreciate your call. Let me be completely clear about this. The reason we have all this medical tyranny and we have all the bizarre, crazy, corrupt things the establishment's doing all over the world is because we have an organized corporate world government system that's using behavioral psychology to break our will and enslave us and then finally kill us. And because the establishment's never had pushback and never gotten in trouble, even when they get caught launching wars based on frauds, even when they get caught launching massive hoaxes, because they've never been held accountable, they have now rolled out the virus and the fear and the world ID, and they don't care that you know it's killing you, and they don't care that you know that it's causing the sickness. They're just normalizing this incredible level of tyranny now. And that's where we are. Now, I don't want anybody to go out and shoot, any of these minions or actual globalists, because there's a globalist system they've got in place that Satan runs. It's spiritual. They would use that as a pretext to expand more control over us. Our resistance needs to be financial, spiritual, physical in a nonviolent way, civil disobedience, things like that. But they are going to go ahead and just keep moving at us in a violent way. And so at a certain point, we do need to take back some governmental systems, and then we do need to have Nuremberg II and people that do knowingly roll out depopulation and sterilization weapons against the public obviously do need to be executed. And that's true. That's what the punishment is, and that's the area we're in. I mean, they're killing us, They shut down all the rules and bypassed them and lied to us and brought poison out. They are beating people all over Europe, all over Canada, all over Australia, New Zealand to try to leave their house and not stay in lockdown. I mean, this isn't a martial law drill. This is martial law. Everything I ever told you about happening and unfolding from their own documents is now gone from the drawing board to reality. And so what is the establishment going to do? Well, they're going to go, okay, Jones questioned this mass shooting, which I had every right to do. Let's sue him, but not let him have a real court case. And then defaulting so he doesn't get a real jury trial, and then have a show trial with a jury saying he's guilty, but he's not allowed to defend himself, so how much money does he owe? And then just try to parade a bunch of BS up in front of people to then scare everyone, well, you better not stand up against the establishment, or they'll do this to Alex Jones. They'll do what they've done to Alex Jones, what they've done to him to you. Well, people already know the globalists are tyrants. They think intimidating people is going to get the response they want, like Hitler bombing civilian targets in World War II, when all it's going to do is the same thing it did then, piss people off and make them wake up and take action. The pedophile time, drag queen story time, all of it's blowing up in their face.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This was coming. Another lockdown. Australia says more lockdowns coming. Austria has put them in place. They're having massive crowds, hundreds of thousands in the streets saying no. They're saying if you've not taken the experimental Pfizer or Moderna shots into your body, you're not allowed to leave your house. Oh, because they're having record COVID cases and record hospitalizations of the vaccinated. And they're on the news saying it's the unvaccinated that get you sick. That's the reason your vaccine didn't work. That's the reason you have COVID symptoms, even though the scientists explain it's the COVID shot causing the COVID. And we knew this would happen. New COVID-19 strain found with altered spike protein. Oh, altered again. This is just now breaking today, 1 week after Soros and all the rest of the Gates people said, oh, there's going to be new strains. We need new vaccines. The old ones didn't work. Oh, a new COVID strain with unprecedented changes. And its spike protein has reportedly been discovered in the northwestern French region of Brittany, according to local media. They'll need to lock things down more. The new strain was reportedly detected in people who contracted the virus back in mid-October. It infected a total of 24 people in France, including 18 children attending the same school and six adults who had contact with them, French media said. Wow, new type of COVID-19 vaccine in the works. The new strain, however, was so unlike all previously known COVID variants that it took scientists a long time to identify it. But don't worry, they're going to scare you. And here's another article out of NPR and the Associated Press. National Public Radio books editor Petra Mayer dies at 46. Washington, AP, Petra Mayer, books editor for National Public Radio, died Saturday of what believed to be a pulmonary embolism, the news organization said. And folks over here, evil conspiracy theorists, they were all asking the question, when it comes to mind, what does she have in common with all those others, including very fit pro athletes that have died recently from blood clots, heart issues, and strokes? Now, you're not allowed to say vaccine or the shot, but they've now been punishing people on Instagram that even hint, oh, you don't hint in 1984. You can be digitally disappeared for questioning official narratives. Well, you could be sued. So you better just roll over, and then everything will be all right. So last week, Fauci and Gates came out and said, okay, these vaccines don't work. Yeah, they're not vaccines. They don't stop transmission. And Fauci said, I played it last hour, it doesn't even protect you, it turns out. He goes, we previously thought that it was going to protect you. You'd still get it. You could still spread it, but you wouldn't be as sick. Turns out that's not true. Oh, really, Fauci? In fact, it turns out you're twice as likely in the U.S. and places like Australia and Israel with the numbers. But you already knew that. And you think people don't have a memory from just a few months ago. But you know what? They don't. A lot of people don't have a memory. And it's too scary to think you got a medical tyrant, a Joseph Mengele 2.0 coming at you. Bill Gates and all, and Fauci say they want to depopulate you. It's kind of scary to admit that to yourself, isn't it? It's kind of scary. And so it's just easier to just imagine, you know, just I'll roll the dice. I'll take the shot again. Oh, there's a booster. Okay, another booster. Oh, those don't work. Oh, I need to take another one. Okay, oh, man, I'm sure sick. Man, my neighbor died. But, you know, I just don't have to challenge authority, you know, because they might talk mean to me. They might, I better take, you know, the shot or I might lose my job. But then you lose your life. Like that famous heart surgeon up in Canada who was a big proponent of the shots, 40-something years old, I was 51 years old, massive heart attack and died on the booster shot. But hey, That's just my opinion, right? No, all the studies say it. They put warnings on it. They admit it. So this is a permanent roller coaster you're going into. And again, the establishment's never gotten in trouble. They've never been pushed back, so they're not going to stop. And we need to see leadership here. You know, I want to play this clip. Very powerful. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday, we played part of it, but I don't play it all, coming out and just saying, this is an evil consortium of corporations using COVID as a conspiracy to take over. And General Flynn said that in the big interview I did Saturday that we're going to be putting out on Wednesday. And we're going to have some excerpts of that tomorrow. But if people get this and understand this and go, you know, I'm more scared of letting them take over. See, people are always like, and this is important to understand. It's not about me. It's about understanding this process. So I'll talk about it in my own context so people can understand it. When people tell me, Jones, you've got a lot of courage to take these guys on, I look at them and I explain, I do not have courage. I would have to be a maniac. I would have to be the most just crazy brave person on earth to know this evil's going on and then do nothing about it. Or even worse, join it thinking that would protect me. I mean, I guess that's what cowards do because they're not smart. I'm connected to God. The Holy Spirit wants me to fight these people. And so I don't enjoy some of the bad things that happened to us, but that's par for the course. I'm ready to die right now for the truth. And that's why I'm so free. And that's why I'm effective. And that's why I've been so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm encouraging you, the warriors, you are the people that know what's happening. I salute you. I'm begging you to continue to spread the word now more than ever, because now is the time. Here's Robert Kennedy Jr. knocking it out of the park. We'll come right back with your calls.
You think about this. I got expelled from Instagram because of vaccine misinformation. But Instagram and Facebook cannot point to one single erroneous statement that I ever made. Everything we post is vetted. It is sourced and cited to government databases or peer-reviewed publications. When they use the term vaccine misinformation, they are using it as a euphemism for any statement that departs from official government policies and pharmaceutical industry profit-taking. It has nothing to do whether it's true or false. It only has to do with what the political implications are. And who is doing this censorship? It's government officials in league with Bill Gates, with Larry Ellison, with Mark Zuckerberg, with Sergey Brin from Google, and with all of these internet titans. They have engineered not only the destruction of our democracy and our civil rights, but they have engineered the biggest shift of wealth in human history. $3.8 trillion from working people to these handful of billionaires, many of them from Silicon Valley. This pandemic has impoverished the world and created 500 new billionaires. And those are the people who are strip mining our economies and making themselves rich. And is it a coincidence that these are the same people who are censoring criticism of the government policies that are bringing them trillions of dollars? People aren't stupid. We can see what's happening. We can ask the question, cui bono? And the answer is the people who are benefiting are the people who are squeezing away our constitutional rights.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just fun in the info war that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. Well, I've been defaulted in Connecticut, not allowed to have a jury trial, guilty until proven guilty, by another out-of-control authoritarian wearing a black robe. Unprecedented. And everybody I talk to in the media that's calling me just said, this is unprecedented. You hear Alex Jones is guilty, but then it says a judge says he didn't give them banking documents, which isn't even true. They just said, we think these aren't real. More like, why don't you subpoena the bank? Nope, they're fake, defaulted. And they're going to start doing this to everybody. In fact, we've learned Democrats are doing it all over the country right now. They're doing it in Los Angeles. They're doing it in Austin, Texas. They just break the rules, ladies and gentlemen, and then accuse us of doing that because they are really scared. You know, they've seen this Rittenhouse trial where when you actually get a jury and you actually get a decent judge and we got to hear what Rittenhouse actually did versus what the media said. Oh, he didn't live there. Oh, he went there to kill people. He said he was going to kill people. He had a gun illegally. None of it was true. He lived there part of the time with his dad. His dad lived there. He lived back and forth. He lived with his mom most of the time in a nearby city, but stayed with his dad on the weekends. On and on and on. None of it was true. But see, he got the jury trial, and I think he'll be found not guilty. That's a prediction. I don't get a jury trial. I get a selected jury to decide how guilty I am. And the judges are now even talking about double default, where you don't even get to defend yourself when they have the show trial with the jury. So they're just making this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen, making it up as they go along. And that's their attempt to silence us and shut us down. And they've already been doing that. They've already deplatformed us. They've already lied about us. They've already tried to debank us. They've done all this stuff. They're doing everybody else. And we're now an icon of resisting this. We're outlaws to this corrupt empire. And their persecution of James O'Keefe hasn't diminished him. It's made him more powerful. And their attack on me has not diminished us. Almost everyone sees through it. And so as long as I don't buy that I'm a loser and buy that I'm bad and buy that I'm guilty because kangaroo courts have made up stuff and lied about me and engaged in fraud, in my view, then so what? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're going to try to take money away from me? You know, I could have had $20 million a year and a book deal and all of that stuff and been Glenn Beck. I was offered all that stuff. I didn't sell out to the establishment. And I'm not going to sell out now. All I want to do is reach more people. That's what I care about. I care about these children that they're coming after with their deadly shots. I mean, I've got stacks of news, people having heart attacks and dying, including children after the shots. And, of course, we knew beforehand it would do that. It's not like we just, now there's just magically 66 increase in heart attacks and strokes and myocarditis all over the Western world where these shots are given. We said it 6, 7, 8 months before they rolled the damn thing out because all the experts knew it. In October of last year, we had the CDC document, an FDA document saying we predict heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots because they knew that a vaccine that creates a spike protein is going to cause blood clots. I mean, this is not hard. It's like you dump Drano down a drain, it eats the hair out. You shoot somebody in the head with a shotgun, it kills them. You drink cyanide, it kills them. You inject somebody with something that makes clotting agent, you're going to have blood clots. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm ranting. It's so paradoxical. When people walk up to me on the street and they go, man, I'm really supporting you a lot more now that you're under attack and we've seen the misjustice. And I want you to know I'm buying your products. And I'm going to listen. Thank you for buying the products. Keep us on air. Spread the word about the show. That's just as important or more so. But I said, listen, don't worry about me, man. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after you and your children. This is the beginning. We got to get ready. This is going to get a lot worse. Ladies and gentlemen, again, all the lies about me is like spraining your ankle versus being cut in half. Spraining your ankle doesn't feel good. It's irritable. It goes away in a couple days. In fact, the system wants to mess with me and come after me and psychologically get in my head and like make me give up. This has the opposite effect. But they don't care because they just want to attach themselves to me and basically stalk me and, you know, use my name to keep themselves in the news. I mean, that's all this is. It's just pathetic, very, very sad people. Drama queens. But they're all getting destroyed by this system as well. the way this gets at me is having to spend time and energy knowing we didn't do the things they said and telling lawyers they're going to default us years ago. And then when the lawyers are like, nobody's ever given them all their bank accounts. This judge is crazy. I said, give them all to them, but they're going to default. Still did it. Because I wanted to show the world all that and make them sit there and follow their political orders to engage in such outlandish, incredible corruption. I knew all this. I told them all that. I remember, again, I was sitting there one time when they deposed me in Texas, and they're like, you don't take this very seriously. You don't know this is serious. Like, later, we're driving home and, like, pulled my dad up, and I was laughing. I'm like, these people have no idea that I already know all about this stuff. That I was born researching this information and actually hearing family talk about things that they witnessed themselves. And it's just, and I just see the childlike amateurism of the domesticated left and how they really believe the system's their friend. And they really believe that going along with the system and playing along with its frauds somehow empowers them, when this is a post-human mass extermination world government system being established. You don't make a deal with this system and get out of it with your life or your soul. And imagine, as the real death and destruction starts with the booster shots that the heart doctors and experts we've had on say will make it hundreds of times worse than it already is. I mean, if you think a 66% increase in heart attacks and strokes and blood clots and all that, and myocarditis in people in Europe and here, a similar number, is bad. He said it's going to be thousands of times. That's what the studies, they already know that out of Israel. So wrap your mind around that, man. There are going to be dead people all over the place, stacked up like cordwood, willingly going out and injecting their children who are going to get sick and many of them die. And we're just sitting here in the horror of watching them wear their masks so they can protect themselves from an invisible enemy that the vaccine actually gives them a much worse case of, according to all the science medical doctors. But again, they're a patient. They're having the death shroud put on their face. Okay, I promise we're going to your calls for a couple seconds. We'll bring Drew Hernandez in here at 15 after. And we'll do the fourth hour with him, and then the war room with Owen Schroeder is coming up. Oh, and poor Owen. You know, and he's not a victim. He's a trooper. But he got sued for Sandy Hook for reading a Zero Hedge article on air questioning Megyn Kelly and things she was saying. They just sued him, and they never subpoenaed him. They never, and they just defaulted Owen. He never gets, they never even subpoenaed him to be defaulted, which under law, you can't even do that. They never asked him for anything. They just said, you're defaulted too. You're not even a person. And a jury's going to decide how much you owe for what they say Alex Jones said, which isn't even true either. I mean, you think Owen's worried about himself? No. They're already trying to put him in jail for being at January 6th because we're patriots, because we're fighting for you. We're not backing down. There's still men left in this world, and all we ask for is your backing.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At the new type of warfare, economic, cultural, spiritual warfare, slowly shutting down the economy, shutting down the world, and then blaming you, blaming the general public, blaming white people. And what is it about white people the globalists don't like? Well, the Christian ethos and what happened in the West about 500 years ago, the Renaissance, the idea of empowering the average person, people having basic rights, people having free speech, people having a right to a jury, the Gutenberg printing press, books, the Renaissance. And now that's all being destroyed by totally ruthless, megabank-controlled big tech titans who tell us they're ending freedom as we know it, and they're declaring it everywhere. So again, I guess this must be what it's like to die. Like when you finally learn you've got terminal cancer and you've got 2 months to live. Or, I mean, we're here, you're going to see the end of the country and just devil worship, pedophilia, burning everything down, just running around orgying while globalists sit up on mountaintops protected laughing at us. And you know, it's just so sad. It's just a bunch of crazy people taking control. And they're getting rid of all the checks and balances they think for their own power, but really they're just conjuring the total destruction of civilization. Because now with 7.5 billion people and all the things that are out there, when civilization falls apart, it's going to get out of control, and the globalists, with the most powerful weapons they've got, and even incredible bioweapons, aren't going to be able to stop the hordes of people, and they're going to get destroyed in the process. But that's what evil always does. It tries to take over, and then it creates a system that destroys it as well. How New Zealand became an apocalypse escape destination for Americans. And then it's even worse lockdown over there. All because they just lie and say there's no cases. That's because they've got control of their health services. Oh, escape the apocalypse to New Zealand. Remember, all the globals were already moving there forever? And then it goes under martial law, but they sell it like, oh, we're under martial law, but that's because we're safe. See how it works. Oh, wow, aren't you lucky you're under lockdown forever? You're part of the elite group. Oh, and meanwhile, here's footage out of Austria. With government military helicopters over the crowds of hundreds of thousands of people who are being tear gassed. Poland doesn't want the lockdowns either. So they were showing Austria earlier. Now this is Poland. All the major governments under the globalist control going along with the same crap. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize I haven't. Let's go to Hector in Washington. You're amazing. Holding. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can. Go ahead.
Thank you, boss. Yep. Two things really quick. I'm the guy that submitted that default position RAM video and also the last two InfoGuerras videos translated to Spanish. So my point here is we have to, if they're bringing in migrants from Latin American countries, how about we bring them to our side now with, you know, information that they don't know. So my job has been doing translating your videos to Spanish to wake people up. And also the people that have been living here for a long time that can't even speak English, do that. Also, I have another idea with advertisement campaign. If we go outside on the streets and advertise your products with a, you know, loudspeaker or something, not just the clips or the reports, but also your products that we use that we can help people with their health, that'd be awesome if everybody can do that. And last point I'm going to mention is I'm still working on InfoGuerras original song. I'm almost done with it. I wanted to let you know. And also I wanted to let you know that I would love to submit more videos to InfoGuerras.
Absolutely. I remember you called in months and months ago, and we got you in contact with Dew, and I remember you now, and I appreciate you holding to tell us this. And yes, we need to translate stuff to Spanish, and we need to get more channels, and we should just give you access to that channel so you can upload there. And we need to get a team going of Spanish speakers to translate this show, but also do their own shows. It's just the infrastructure and the money we don't have. But thanks to you volunteering and taking action, we've got some of those videos up on band.video. So thank you so much. Anything else, Hector?
Yes, sir. No, nothing else. But I don't know. I don't want money. I just want to help with the info war.
I understand. But I'm just saying we need managers. There are a lot of great patriots that love freedom, that know what's going on, that speak Spanish. And it's the second biggest language in the world. You're absolutely right. Probably the biggest, some argue. We really need to put stuff out in Spanish. And I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. And so, yes, sir, that's why they're trying to shut us down right now, because we don't have personnel and crew to get the videos and get them uploaded and make sure, we got to make sure, everything, because they want to sue us. So we got to watch out that we don't give the wrong person a channel who then posts stuff to try to sue us, even though we have the rule up there where we're a Section 230 platform like YouTube, where if you get a channel, then that's your content. That's up to you. We get a DMCA takedown order. We take it down. But still, it's hard without billions of dollars to build something like this. But we've done it. And thank you for the call, Hector. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Skyler in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you. God peace be with you in this war. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to cover this. NBC posted this new report titled 100 Kids in Virginia Given Wrong Dose of COVID Vaccine. But we know it's nationwide, surely. And this is disturbing. They had a doctor try and cover it up. They used this excuse of how they failed these kids and gave them adult doses And then they use this excuse to say that they should restart their vaccine regimen, possibly give them more doses of vaccine.
I saw that spin. So, oh, we gave you three times what we say we should give you. So the answer is it won't work because we gave you three times more. That doesn't make any sense.
No, but I got to tell you something else, Alex. I love the X2. I just took the Vaso beat. And, yeah, I think this is just mental illness on a mass level in our society. And if not, if these people are not mentally ill themselves, then they are knowingly promoting this mental illness among people. I feel bad for people.
Well, they had an analyst on Fox News. I don't want to get this guy on, Jason Whitlock. And he said, this is Satanism. He said, people think of Satanism as like a devil running around with a pitchfork. He's no, it's inverting truth. And he said it's Satanism to scream and say everything's racist. The people doing that are the ones creating racism. Totally true. That's what Satanism is. You invert reality.
That is true. This is a spiritual war. And I thank you for being a soldier out there on the battlefield. And I am. We all need to do our part. Thanks so much, Alex.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. And I appreciate your call. All right, we got Barry, and we've got, who's been on the longest here, Liz, Lynn, Larry, Tim, and Ragnarok. And I'm going to get to Ragnarok when we come back, and then to Barry, and then everybody else. The orders or calls came in, and then we're going to have Drew Hernandez in studio with us, fresh off being up there in Kenosha at the trial. And I think he's going back up there for the verdict, so that should be crazy. A lot of threats and a lot of stuff going on there. So just amazing times to be alive. Fourth hour is coming up. Please remember, the big, powerful Democratic Party, the same law firms and groups that sued the oldest gun manufacturer in America into bankruptcy, Remington, are the same group that is coming after us. And I'm just honored that my John Hancock is so big on the Declaration of Independence 2.0. And I'm so thankful to you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us on air and keeping me in this fight, because that's all I care about, standing up to these people and never stopping. And so we need a lot of financial support so that we're going to expand in the face of all this massively into the new year and just so much more. And I'm just going to come roaring out there and I'm going to be all over the country at events and at nighttime shows and commercial free programs and podcasts and just so much stuff. And next week, I'm going to make a big announcement with the most hardcore tools we found ever about breaking the conditioning and the globalist mind control. So, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It ends today. Black Friday comes early. It's been going for 2 weeks. It ends today. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on products like Ultra 12, highest quality B12 out there, and Rainforest Plus back in stock for being sold out 8 months. It's 50% off. A bunch of other big discounts on X2, on Body's Ultimate Turmeric, on so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And get an InfoWars t-shirt. You want to trigger the leftists and exercise your First Amendment? Get an InfoWars t-shirt and stand up for the InfoWar. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.